News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, Keir Starmer seems to have survived a bruising encounter in the House of Commons yesterday, wherein he went to great lengths to establish that he had not been made privy to vetting information in respect of Peter Mandelson before he appointed him as UK ambassador to the US, and that in his view he should have been made privy to that information. James Lyons is with us, who is former director of strategic communications for Keir Starmer. James, can we strip away everything else? And if you go back to your role when you were a political editor, Mandelson was known to be of dubious character. That was the assumption in respect of Peter Mandelson. If Keir Starmer was going to appoint him, surely the onus was on the Prime Minister to seek vetting to make sure that what was a high-risk appointment wouldn't come back to bite him.
Well, good morning. There's an awful lot to unpack in what you've just said there. It's true to say that Peter Mandelson certainly had what might be described as a checkered career, and I'm old enough to have followed him around the TV studios as a young political journalist while he tried to save his skin during a previous scandal. But of course, the Prime Minister did seek vetting for this appointment, albeit after the appointment was announced. And we're in one of those rare rows, Westminster rows at the moment, where the actual facts are not disputed. The Prime Minister asked for developed vetting for our new ambassador to the US. That was carried out. He was not told that red flags were raised during that process. Ollie Robbins, who was running the Foreign Office at the time, thinks that he shouldn't have been told. But the Prime Minister takes a very different view.
But surely you would still come to the point that says this. I mean, whatever about whether or not he should have been told, surely he should have sought the information, no?
Well, as I understand it, the information was sought a number of times, and Ollie Robbins didn't even share this information with the former Cabinet Secretary Chris Wormald when he was asking, because he took the view, it would seem, that he had put in place mitigations around the risks that were raised during the vetting process, and that ministers didn't need to know anything about it. And the reason that this is really important is that Keir Starmer's opponents were last week, and indeed over the weekend, accusing him of lying and of willfully misleading the House of Commons. Is a very, very serious charge. It's now shown to be nonsense.
Now, James, you were talking about your life as Mandelson around as a political journalist. You were then director of strategic communications for Keir Starmer, and you would know that one of the things that matters in politics is that sense of momentum. At this point, it doesn't look like he has been holed beneath the waterline, but any momentum of his prime ministership has to be gone.
Well, look, we are currently at half time in this particular match, because Ollie Robbins is going to be giving evidence to Parliament later on this morning. And as a fellow long-suffering Arsenal fan like the Prime Minister, we all know that the second half can change the game. But look, no new information essentially came to light yesterday. One thing that has come up overnight, which is going to be very interesting, is the suggestion that Ollie Robbins himself didn't look at the actual vetting report. He just received a kind of verbal upsum of it, which seems to me fairly extraordinary. He seems to have thought that this information was so secret he couldn't even tell himself about it.
Now, do you believe that Ollie Robbins will remain under the bus in front of which he was thrown, or is there a chance that he may use the opportunity given to him when he's providing evidence to attack the Prime Minister?
Well, look, I think what we can expect is that, you know, all the briefing from Ollie Robbins, friends of Ollie Robbins, other civil service grandees, he will very much go out and state his case, which is that the vetting was carried out, and in the usual way, he imposed mitigations around the risks that were flagged on Peter Mandelson's appointment, and that the Prime Minister had no business Knowing about those red flags, I think that will be, you know, in the most right thinking people will find that fairly extraordinary. Certainly, I would have found it extraordinary before I myself had worked in government. But one of the things you rapidly learn when you start working in government is that Yes Minister was a documentary, not a comedy, and that the main difference between the thick of it and working in politics is that in the thick of it, people don't wander around all the time saying this is just like the thick of it.
James, thank you very much. James Lyons, former Director of Strategic Communications for Keir Starmer.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.